Then talking about the follow-up visits of the patient, that how frequently are we going to call the patient for the follow-up? So this depends upon the comorbidity, the severity of the disease, then the type of the treatment we are giving, and the level of the disease activity measured by the various scores. So initially, we are going to call the follow-up, the patients for the follow-up quite frequently, every 2 weeks, until the disease control is achieved. In the consolidation phase, the patient should be seen every 1 to 2 weeks to determine how soon the patients could be started on the steroid tapering. Then during the tapering phase, monthly clinical follow-ups are recommended for the next 3 months. Once the patient is in partial or complete remission while receiving minimal therapy, then the visit can be every 3 months. Clinical evaluation of the patient is that the clinical follow-up should seek to clarify level of the disease control, presence of adverse effect due to the treatment, including diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiac insufficiency, myopathy, osteoporosis, glaucoma, mainly the side effects of the drugs we are giving, especially the infections due to immunosuppression. Mental health of the patient should be checked. Then serological monitoring of the disease, as I discussed earlier, that it should be done with the help of ELISA and indirect immunofluorescence. It should be done initially at the start of the treatment, then after 3 months, and then after that every 3 to 6 months should be done.